What not to do. Turning the family map into an interrogation high, I am Haley, a Christian Leaders Institute presenter. A ministry genogram conversation can be helpful, but it can also be mishandled. One of the biggest mistakes is turning the family map into an interrogation. An interrogation sounds like pressure. It pushes for details. It moves too fast. It treats the person's family story like information to extract instead of trust to receive. For example, a poor approach might sound like this. Was your father angry? Did your parents fight? Who caused the most damage? Was there addiction? Why do you think your family became this way? Even if some of those topics may eventually matter, that style is too forceful. It can make the person feel exposed, judged, or trapped. A ministry genogram conversation should feel different. It should be permission-based, paced, and dignifying. Instead of asking, "What was wrong with your family?" ask, "What patterns do you notice as you look at your family story?" Instead of asking, "Who hurt you the most?" ask, "Are there parts of the story that feel painful or important to name without going into details you are not ready to share?" Instead of asking, "Why are you like this?" ask, "How do you think this formation may have shaped some of your reactions, fears, strengths, or hopes?" The difference is not only wording. The difference is posture. A ministry leader should not act like a detective. The leader should act like a trusted guide. A detective searches for hidden evidence. A trusted guide helps someone notice what is already safe and useful to see. Another mistake is assuming the map explains everything. A genogram may reveal patterns, but it does not tell the whole story. It cannot measure faith, suffering, motives, repentance, grace, or calling. It is one tool, not the final authority. Also, avoid diagnosing family members. Do not write labels such as narcissist, borderline, abuser, or addict, unless the person is reporting a known reality and the setting requires careful language. Even then, be cautious. In ministry training, it is usually better to write behavior-based notes such as often critical, emotionally distant, struggled with alcohol, or unsafe anger. Finally, do not use the map to pressure reconciliation. Seeing a pattern does not mean the person is ready to confront family members or restore contact. Safety, wisdom, repentance, and timing matter. A good genogram conversation leaves the person feeling respected, not examined. Ask gently, listen carefully, let the person remain the steward of their own story.